Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Hello, lovely listeners to the Mind Styling podcast, and welcome to our first ever Positivity Tips podcast. This is Becky, and on the call with me is Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
And today we're going to be looking at Zara's top tip. When we asked Zara the question, what would you like listeners to know, or what would be the tip that you gave them to help them where they're not feeling very confident about going into a situation? The first thing she said was, I ask myself the question, what is the worst that can happen? Amy, is this a tip that you give to other people?
I love this one. It's actually the worst thing I could ask myself, but for some people, it's the best thing. With this, Zara's talking about getting things in perspective. How can we get ourselves up into that part of the brain where we can take a step back and just say, no, this is not all big and overwhelming. This is fine. I can handle this. What do you think?
So I've tried this, and after we got the tip from Zara, and I am the same as you. I really struggle with asking myself that question, because when I say to myself, what's the worst that can happen? I am really good at catastrophizing. I go, well, this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. And it actually sweeps me down into this negative vortex a lot of the time, but not all the time. So I think it's quite interesting what you just said about being in your positive brain, because if I'm in a stressful place, asking myself that question, you know, if I'm in my primitive brain, I will go to that negative place. If I'm in a much more positive place, it does exactly what you just said. It gives me perspective. And then I am able to kind of just brush something off and be like, yeah, it's no big deal. What's the worst that can happen? So Zara herself did talk about kind of what to do if you are still, if that doesn't by itself help you. She talked about, first of all, reminding yourself of the skills and the expertise that you've built up and the value that you have in your experiences. So is that something that you do as well? Kind of give yourself that positive self-talk?
Yes, and I think it's all in the sequencing of this. If what's the worst that can happen isn't doing it for you, and every listener will know what works for them, if you're in a place of overwhelm, it's about taking a step back and starting to connect to our strengths, connecting to our values, connecting to our past successes, really tuning into where we've added massive value in the past. And we can do that. Now, many of us, if we're in negative place, we'll find it really hard to do even that. So we have to build a toolkit to enable us to start to connect to what I call our positive intellectual brain, our resource state. It's from there, in our resource state, we can look at the question, what's the worst that can happen, as a really helpful tool, actually, because it can be what I call a pre-mortem. I mean, we all talk about post-mortems when we look back over the past and pick it apart and learn our lessons from it. But actually, what the worst that can happen is a pre-mortem where we can anticipate all those challenges, and then they will give us clues about how to mitigate that risk, which then can help us immensely, and which of our strengths, skills, experiences can help us fend off any of those issues. So actually, what's the worst that can happen can work on many different levels in a really positive way.
So I think what you're alluding to is that we all need a toolkit, and that's what we're here at Mind Styling to do, is to provide a toolkit so that people can style their minds using whichever tools it may be that work best for them. And, you know, you just made me think about hairstyling. So I've got super straight hair, super fine hair. If I use anything that's meant to be for kind of taming hair, my hair just ends up greasy and flat and all the rest of it. And of course, other people who've got wavier hair or different types of hair, then they need totally different products. And I think that's the same with our mind styling tips, that we need to look at them in different ways. So the other thing that Zara said that was really helpful to me during this top tips section was to say that bringing your perspective to the table is valuable, regardless of what your experiences are. And I think that this is a really important thing for us to remember, for our listeners to remember, is that we are unique in the way that we look at the world. And whatever scenario it is that we're in, if you're there, you know, if you've taken yourself to that place and you've been invited in, maybe even if you haven't been invited in, then your perspective is a really valuable one. And I think continuing to remind yourself of that is important. And of course, the more experience you get, the kind of the different perspectives that you might bring to the table. But your perspective is really valuable regardless. And then that kind of leads on to something else that Zara said, which was go big or go home. And go big or go home is another one that I'm kind of like, oh, but actually sometimes I just need to do baby steps. And as I was dissecting this, and I'd like your opinion on this as well, Amy, but I think what she means by that is exactly what I was just saying about bring your perspective to the table. So if you have been invited in, if you have taken yourself to a place, if you've gone to an event, if you've done whatever it might be that you're doing, don't just kind of use that time and energy and then don't bring yourself to the party. Like, if you're gonna put that time and effort in, then bring your perspective, bring yourself into that.
Absolutely. I love this. Go big or go home. I think it works as a fabulous rallying cry. It's one of those ones, just go and do it. And I completely understand why Zara finds it so empowering, coupled with what's the worst that can happen. Nothing particularly. Let's just get out there, go and play big. Let's go out and grab this opportunity, get the most out of it. Let's really enjoy it. I think that's fantastic. Sometimes we can be so careful about ourselves and doing those tiny little baby steps, and sometimes the contrast of going big, just going for it, sometimes that's exactly the energy shift we need.
Start to play big. And actually there's the kind of energy that's in that is something that can really excite you and motivate you. And I think, like you said, it is exactly a rallying cry. You also did mention, for Zara, this is, you know, throughout her interviews, she talked a lot about, you know, being the bull in the china shop. Like, when she gets stressed, she's that person who is kind of activated to fight. And do you think that plays into these top tips and the way she thinks about going into these situations?
Absolutely, 100%. For those of us with that inclination, little baby steps can only work so far, but they bore us after a while and frustrate us, and they can make us less than rather than more than. For Zara, stepping out of her comfort zone with passion, striding into her vision, she derives her energy from her vision, her big picture. That's her motivation. That's pulling her forward. And even for those of us who don't consider ourselves fighters, and I'm firmly in that camp, actually really honing in on our core values, why we're showing up, doing what we're doing, why it is we're getting out of bed and spending our time on this, actually leaning into that core mission, that drive, that's so often when we can find the courage to go beyond. That's when we can overcome the most horrendous catastrophes our brain has helpfully imagined. And I think actually for so many of us, it's finding our energy, our drive. And we need to get playful about this, I think. We need a bit of cheekiness. That's what I love about Zara. My goodness, she's a rebel. She's really sticking two fingers up at the world and saying, I do not agree with you. You can do so much better. This is the way. I think for all of us, there are times when, even if it's not our natural style, trying this on can be really inspirational and it can be a game changer. Sometimes we need to nurture ourselves and sometimes we need to play big. I think this particular episode, this wonderful interview with Zara, is a rallying call to action for all of us. Why not try it on and just go for it?
So what you're saying is, even if what's the worst that can happen might not be the question that's right for you, what's the best that could happen is a question that's an exciting one for all of us to ask.
I love that, Flip. Absolutely. What is the best that can happen? And actually, that's why we're doing it. Why? And using that why for our leverage, make our vision real.
Make our vision real. Okay, listeners, I want you to get out there and give these things a try. Let us know whether you think that what's the worst that can happen is a question that works for you. Or do you want to go big or go home? And what is the thing that kind of drives your energy and gets you going? If you haven't listened to Zara's interviews already, do go back and listen to them. We've actually got two parts to it because there was so much amazing content. So head on back to the podcast and have a listen to them. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. So we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations.
And that is what mind styling is all about.